Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, September the 26th, 2011. As the rest of the country begins to cool off here in Arizona, things are starting to cool off just a little bit. And by that I mean we are hopefully not expecting any more 110 and above days. However, we will still hit some triple digits probably for a little while longer. Usually it's mid-October, and then we're finally done with those triple digits. And after that, it's beautiful here, until about mid-May. Well, recently I was invited to teach in Scottsdale, and I taught on God, the Greatest Giver. And I thought I'd give you some highlights from that teaching. You know, so many people see God as a vengeful God, bringing sickness, death, and destruction on people. I believe the Bible shows the one true God as a loving, kind, and giving God. God is the greatest giver of all times. He has given to mankind over and over and over again. And I believe he still wants to give because it's his very nature to give. Now, why do I say it's his very nature to give? Well, because the Bible says God is love. His nature is love, and real love is giving. So it's God's nature to give. And so in that teaching, I talked about a number of things that God has given us. First of all, he's given us his word. In other words, he's communicated with us, and he continues to communicate to us. I love Psalm 107, I think it's verse 20. It says, he sent his word and healed them. And you know, I think it's important to remember that God gave his word verbally, both before and after he gave his written word. In other words, God's word, words that come from God, are not limited to the Scriptures. Now, of course, we have to always keep in mind that the written word always sets the standard. That's always the checkpoint. But God has and continues to give his word. And speaking of the Scriptures, in 2 Timothy, it talks about how all Scriptures are profitable for us. The written word declares God. It gives us knowledge of who God is. It gives us an understanding of spiritual matters. It gives us examples of life that God put in there for us to read so that we could understand and so that it could be profitable for our lives. And so in 2 Timothy, when it talks about the Scriptures, the written word being profitable, well, if God's written word is profitable, then what he may reveal to us is also profitable. You know, you can read in 2 Peter in the first chapter where it talks about how God has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. He's given us promises. We can read them. They've been given to us by God, the greatest giver. So God has given us his word, his communication, and he still communicates with us. He's also given us his son. Probably the most popular verse in the Bible, John 3:16, many people know it by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Boy, God the giver, giving his only begotten Son, the plan of redemption and salvation in which God gave his Son was so that God could give back to mankind that which Adam lost. And in order for God to give back to mankind what Adam lost, God gave his Son to die for mankind. The sacrifice and death of a perfect human being would satisfy and settle in full all claims of justice so that God could then give mankind eternal life. So God gave mankind his word, his communication. God gave mankind his son. And you know what else? God gave mankind a way back. Because once the redemption of mankind was completed, God now gave mankind a way back. Or you could say God gave mankind a simple means to access what Christ accomplished. You can read in a number of places in the Bible where, because of what Adam did, we were all separated from God, without God and without hope. But through the completed work of Christ, God gave mankind a way back to Him. In Romans 10:9, you're probably familiar with that verse, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, the Bible says, you shall be saved. Boy, how simple, how easy to confess or to say, to recognize, to acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. He is the one. He is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. And believe in your heart that He was dead and God raised Him from the dead. You know, when any person carries this out, the Bible says that they're saved. They get salvation. You know, salvation is a gift from God, the great giver. In Ephesians 2, it talks about how salvation is a gift from God and it's not by works. No, you can't work for salvation. Says it as plain as the nose on my face. It's a gift from God, the great giver. In Romans 6, it talks about how eternal life is a gift from God, the great giver. We don't earn eternal life. We certainly don't deserve it, but it was freely given to us. And that happens at the time of the new birth, when someone gets born again, when they confess Jesus as Lord and believe that God raised Him from the dead. They receive all the great redemptive realities that God made available through the completed work of Christ. It says in Romans 3 and also in Romans 5 that righteousness is a gift from God. Righteousness means being right in God's eyes. We didn't earn it. We couldn't earn it. I mean, how are you going to be good enough to be right in God's eyes, you know, for 5 minutes? It's a gift from the great giver. In Romans 8, it says that God gave us sonship. We are literally His sons and daughters. And by the way, you ever read the first chapter of Ephesians? Take a look at some of the things that God has done and given. You know, it says in there that He's made us accepted in His sight. We're accepted. He's given us redemption, given us forgiveness of sins, given us an inheritance. What a great giver. God is the great giver. Something else that God has given, Holy Spirit, His gift of Holy Spirit. If you'll remember on the day of Pentecost, and you can read about it in Acts chapter 2, at the end of his preaching, Peter said, look, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is a gift from God, the great giver. We were not only given Holy Spirit as a gift, but we were also given the ability to operate that Holy Spirit, to operate supernatural power. Talks about that in 1 Corinthians, that every one of us has been given the manifestation of the Spirit to profit. We've all been given the ability to operate the Spirit of God. You know, when you think about it, some of these great spiritual realities that God has given to us, they're really fantastic, aren't they? Oh, and by the way, take a look at your physical body. I mean, how awesome is the human body? And where did it come from? Well, it didn't come from an amoeba, that's for sure. God gave us this body. He's the one that designed it. And you know what? Every day they're discovering more and more about this wonderful body that we've been given by God. There's something else that God has given to every person. You know what that is? God gave human beings free will to choose. That's right. You can think whatever you want to think. We can think whatever thoughts we want to think. God gave us the choice to think what we want to think, and really, to do what we want to do. Now, just like not everything we think would be profitable unto us, same is true with everything we do might not be profitable to us, right? But God did give us His Word to encourage us to think and do rightly. God is the great giver. And I think it's very important to remember that God has given and given and given time and time again. I think it's important to remember that, especially in the days we're living in right now, and perhaps in the days to come as well. You know, things going on may get worse before they get better in our world. How bad? I don't know. I know there are people today who are blaming God for all that's going on in the world, and you know what? If things get worse, then He will be blamed by more and more people one way or the other. There are some people right now who are saying that all that's going on in our world today, it's because we're being punished by God. Others who are disappointed are wondering, why doesn't God do something? Well, you know something, if we're really honest, the economic conditions here in the United States and in many countries around the world are a result of bad choices and decisions over a long period of time. Remember I said God gave us all free will to choose? Many have not made wise choices, have they? And really, no one knows how bad things will get. Plenty are guessing and predicting, but no one really knows. You know, sometimes I think of it like a company, struggling but continuing to make poor choices, and then getting more loans and making poor choices, and increasing debt and making poor choices until finally what happens? Well, the company goes bankrupt. The only problem is this is global. And I would like to be positive about everything and say, well, you know what? Everything is going to be just fine. God will take care of everything. You know, when I hear people say that, I'd like to ask them, did God tell you that? Was that revelation from God? Was that God speaking to you, telling you that? Did he give you that information? I mean, people who say God will take care of everything, how do they know? Did he tell them? And of course, there are others who the answer is different political leaders. That'll change everything. Have you ever noticed both sides blame each other and want the other side to compromise and do what they want to do? I know this. There are things that are outside of our control, things we cannot change or control. But we do know that one day Christ will return, and so we're not hopeless. What a day that's going to be. There is a great day coming. But until then, God, the great giver, has not left us helpless either. I know our country needs God's word. It would be great if our leaders would encourage people to pray. Boy, wouldn't that be something? You know, some of our great leaders in the past, during difficult times, did exactly that, encouraged the people to pray. Don't seem to be hearing much of that these days, do you? Yes, our country needs God's word. Yes, we can show people the way back to God, show them what he has given to every believer. People definitely need to know about God, the great giver, his exceeding great and precious promises. And absolutely, we need to pray. Yes, we pray for our country. Pray for whatever country you live in. Pray for our leaders. Yes, the Bible directs us to do so. And I'll tell you something else. We also need to pray for our own personal situation. Pray for our family and ask God, what do I need to do? You know, the last verse I handled in that teaching that I did recently was from the book of James in the first chapter where it says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God who gives liberally to all men. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God who gives liberally to all men. Isn't that something? God the great giver. And the scriptures say if we lack wisdom, ask God. That's why I said we pray for our family, for our personal situation, and ask God, what do I need to do? Boy, what a great verse, right? If any of you lack wisdom, ask God who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. And the last part of that verse says, it shall be given him. By who? By God, the great giver. God is still the great giver. God is the greatest giver of all times. He has given to mankind over and over and over again, and I really believe he still wants to give because his very nature is to give. And never forget that our God is a personal God. He is our Father. He has given us his Spirit, and he has given us the ability to operate that Spirit. He can give you personal information, wisdom about what you should do in these difficult times. Our connection with him has never been more vital than it is today. Well, those are some of the highlights from that teaching, and that wraps up this podcast. If you'd like to make a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd like to hear what's on your mind. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.